This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day despite the continuing anguish, and it's genuine and it's real and it's understandable, about the horrible twin shootings, one in Atlanta in three different massage parlors, and then the supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. This has been an American obsession. It's particularly been a Democratic obsession, and put forward as a reason for acting immediately on new gun regulations. Would those gun regulations really work? What about the upcoming desire on the Democratic Party's part to try to redo elections all across the country? Big push going on right now for what they call the For the People Act, otherwise known as H.R. 1, House of Representatives 1. It is their new bill to redo elections. We'll talk about that with John Fund of the National Review, that coming up. And part of the reason is because Max Boot did a very challenging column where he said Republicans want to make voting harder and make gun ownership easier. Is that a fair charge? If it is it a good look for the Republican Party? We will be talking about that coming up. We'll also talk about Satan's lawyers who want to put up an image of a horned goat. We'll tell you why and how they're trying to accomplish that with the help of an imitation of the Christian right. That all coming up on this busy day on The Medved Show. Getting ready for tomorrow's epic press conference. Yes, really. President Biden is giving a press conference tomorrow. Do you think he'll be asked about the border? Do you think he'll be asked about gun control? Do you think he'll be asked about uncontrolled spending? Well, he better be. I think probably there will be less attention on the question of Major, the White House dog, who apparently is being successfully rehabilitated after previous attacks on Secret Service men. Yes, this is a dog who's had some trouble adjusting, but that I hope does not come up tomorrow in the Biden press conference. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I first want to pose a question. And if anybody out there has an answer to it, other than what seems to me to be the obvious answer, and the obvious answer is that the media are playing games with us. They are, as they often do. You see these sweeping headlines and the list of all the victims and a tremendously intense focus on these two killings, which took a tragic toll, 10 victims in the one in Colorado, 8 victims in the one in Georgia. Horrible, horrible events, no justification for them, a real indication of why we need strong support for police officers, a real indication of how important it is to check people out for mental illness. And yes, it is important to follow gun laws that already exist in many states to try to keep firearms out of the hands of people who are mentally disturbed. And nobody is opposed to that, not the NRA, not anyone, really. I mean, because that simply makes sense. So why this tremendous anguish about these victims who all seem to be, according to the accounts, and I understand that, I understand why the media work that way, because basically when you're writing about somebody who's just lost life at age 20, one of the victims was in Georgia, in Colorado there are people 25 and very nice people, a heroic police officer, people who are very admirable. All of the people whose profiles are being given are being given to make you mourn and to make you appreciate the magnitude of the loss and the grotesque nature of the crime, which is appears in both cases to be utterly pointless. There is no real explanation. But the question I would ask is inspired by something that takes place at our Passover holiday. Our Passover holiday begins this Saturday night, right after our Sabbath observance. And at Seders around the world, and this is the one tradition that the majority of Jewish people actually follow as they participate in a Passover Seder, the youngest person at the table asks the four questions. And the beginning of the four questions is, why is this night different from all other nights? My question about the killings and the shootings that took place in Georgia and in Colorado is, why are these shootings different from all other shootings? Why does this get so much attention when, if you take a look at the level of shooting in Chicago from the time of the Georgia shooting to the time of the Colorado shooting, there are 53 shootings. 53. In Chicago alone. In the month of March alone, there have been 30 shooting deaths in Chicago. 120 so far this year. Okay, something wrong with this picture. Why does the level of slaughter in Chicago, in St. Louis, in Baltimore, in other crime capitals across the country, why does the level of shooting in those cases, in those cities, which is vastly higher, the human cost is vastly higher than in these two shootings in Atlanta and the Atlanta area and in Boulder, Colorado, why do those shootings get so much more attention? Well, of course, it all happens at once, and it happens in the public eye, and there's compelling video. But isn't it fairly obvious that there are agendas here that help to lead to the tremendous attention on these killings? I mean, imagine if you're the relative of somebody else who has been murdered. And somebody else who's been murdered in this period when we've been obsessed with these two horrible mass shootings. And yes, they count as mass shootings officially. Anything counts as mass shootings if there are more than four deaths, not including the shooter. In this case, both shooters were apprehended. And they will be standing trial. And certainly, I think both of them are a very strong indication of why the death penalty is appropriate. But the question really would be, okay, other than the fact that the media are covering these, isn't it really part of a media-driven agenda? And it's an agenda that is linked in the first case, in the case of Georgia, to the idea that we are being swamped in a tidal wave of anti-Asian prejudice. Now, look, we were talking yesterday with Rich Lowry of National Review. Any kind of hate crimes against Asian people, against any people, are disgusting. And yes, they need to be avoided, they need to be discouraged, they need to be suppressed, they need to be punished. All of that is true. But is it really true that there is a huge upsurge of death on the part of Asian Americans because they're targeted with hate crimes? First of all, we don't even really know if Atlanta was a hate crime. There still is no evidence that that was the killer's motivation. He, of course, says it was not. But where does he display a pattern of anti-Asian prejudice? And then with the shooting in Denver, obviously the fact that in Boulder, actually, the fact that he had a semi-automatic pistol, a Ruger pistol that appears to have been the most fatal weapon that he used. It may have been a rifle. There's confusion about that. But this, of course, feeds into the gun control narrative and agenda. Would that have something to do with why these killings get so much more attention than any others? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about media malpractice, and I do think it is malpractice, to select various crimes to highlight, and to highlight not based upon their cruelty or viciousness. There was a terrible crime that occurred in spring break, as it's called, down in Florida, where two out-of-state visitors met and then both raped and then administered drugs to and killed with an overdose. a woman they had met there. That's a horrible, horrible story. That story has gotten, of course, a fraction of the attention of the two killings, mass killings, that occurred in Georgia and in Colorado. That despite the fact that the level of killing in Chicago continues to be horrific, I was a little bit incomplete because I was giving you the numbers that the Chicago Tribune had gathered between March 16th, which is when the crime occurred in Atlanta, and March 22nd. That was when, of course, the crime occurred out in Colorado. Well, when you add on the five shootings that occurred yesterday, that's 58 shooting victims. 58! In the city of Chicago. Now, do you think that the families of the victims, which in the past in Chicago include little girls who were sitting at home doing their homework? Remember, they killed a 9-year-old in some gang drive-by shooting. I mean, look, there is too much violence in this country, but the context, again, is so crucial. We do not have a huge explosion, a gigantic crisis about the number of mass killings, about the perpetration of this kind of mass killing effect. And one of the questions that I don't think anyone has asked, really, is it possible, or perhaps even likely, that when we find out what motivated Ahmed Alisa, the killer in Colorado, is it possible that part of it may be a copycat that he was inspired by, impacted by, influenced by in some way all of the obsessive media coverage and what happened in Georgia, where we are still waiting for indications that this was a hate crime, that it was based on race? That does not fit the narrative, and so it does not fit the narrative to even question that. That's why Tammy Duckworth says, oh, she has no question about it, the senator from Illinois, but who has, by the way, announced that based upon race and race alone, she's not going to vote for the confirmation of any more Biden nominees because he hasn't nominated enough people of Asian American and Pacific Islander ancestry. Isn't that outrageous? A U.S. senator saying, I'm going to vote against people because there's not enough representation in the administration by one or another ethnic group? Gayle King was on CBS with the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable and former U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. And she asked her a question about why it is that the prosecutors are not designating the shootings in Georgia as a hate crime. And by the way, Vice President Harris, if this comes up again, it will, it should, there's an obvious answer. The reason is they haven't found any evidence that it is a hate crime yet. There is none. No postings on the internet, no statements to others, no eyewitnesses, no family members who say that this is somebody who was profoundly impacted by hate of one kind or another. And by the way, one of the things that has also not been featured is one of the very few things that we know so far about Ahmed Alisa, the killer in Colorado, is he apparently hated Trump. It's kind of tough to blame the killing on somebody or to blame it as an act of hate of one kind or another when, first of all, we don't know anything about it yet. But secondly, when what we do know is, at least according to the Daily Beast and Axios and other places that have had a look at his now suspended social media accounts, he blasted Trump as an enemy of Muslims. And of immigrants. In any event, here is Vice President Harris answering that question. Why isn't this being called a hate crime by prosecutors? Listen.
Listen, I mean, Gayle, look, you've got 6 Asian American women
mm-hmm.
in Asian American businesses. And, you know, just when you look at it, you have to ask this question, which is, what is going on? And is going on? The seriousness of AAPI hate crime, especially over the course of the last year, is profound. People are being assaulted. People are being, you know, cursed out. People are being treated. People are being denied service because they are Asian American. And look, I think we have to be clear that we have a history in America that we need to deal with, a history that included the Chinese Exclusion Act as a law, turned Japanese Americans who also fought for the liberties of Americans in war, and we have this rise in hate crimes. We are looking at a situation where Asian women have been killed. Let's also talk about the reality of race and sex in terms of the intersectionality of it all.
What does that mean? Now, if she wanted to say that Asian women have been the victims, among the primary, most prominent victims of sex trafficking, should be right. That's true. Why didn't she say that? Because most of the people who are criminally involved in that sex trafficking are also Asian Americans. And the other thing, of course, is that all of this is put on white supremacy, and the truth of the matter is that a disproportionate number of Asian hate crimes, when you can get the numbers and the racial background of the perpetrators, not a majority, but a disproportionate number of those crimes have been committed by African American people, by black people. And that's kind of hard, or I guess you want to blame a whole system of white supremacy for causing some terrible people in the black community from attacking, as do terrible people in the white community, as do some terrible people in the Latino community. Look, this is not to say that anti-Asian hate crimes are not a problem. It's to say, why are we saying that somehow this particular crime is an example of that problem? We will be right back with The Beginning of Things with Steve Meyer coming up on The MedVed Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I just alluded moments ago to the beginning of things. The beginning of things? Like what? How about everything? There's an argument, and it's an argument that Steve Meyer makes of the Discovery Institute. There's an argument that says the most famous words in all of recorded literature are the three words in English, in the beginning. It's one word in the original Hebrew, which is Bereshit. And the Bible opens, very first lines, with "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." But what exactly is that supposed to mean? In the beginning, beginning of what? Of everything? Well, apparently, but of space? Beginning of time? Beginning of physical stuff? Or is it just the beginning of something less than everything? Was there anything in existence before? These are the kinds of questions that are raised in Steve's wonderful book, which is coming out in just 6 days from now. The book is called The Return of the God Hypothesis, and it... Subtitle: Three Scientific Discoveries That Reveal the Mind Behind the Universe. You can find out more about it by going to discovery.org/Medved. Steve, what about these words that begin the entire Bible? The Bible says there was a beginning. So, you say in your book, you describe in your book, and it's a fascinating segment in the Return of the God Hypothesis, other ancient philosophers, did they all agree that there must have been one beginning of everything?
This is really fascinating, actually, because it's one of the great questions going back to the ancient Greeks. Is the universe finite? Did it have a beginning point? Or is it eternal and effectively self-existent? Has it been here on its own without having, for example, an external creator of any kind? And this has been a great philosophical question going way back to the dawn of Western philosophy, and it has been debated. But the dominant view up until the 19th century and into the early 20th century was that the material universe of matter, space, time, and energy was the thing from which everything else came. It was eternal and self-existent and did not have a beginning. And the great story of 20th century cosmology is the story of the beginning, that the story of the discovery of the beginning, and that modern scientists, astrophysicists, cosmologists, physicists, have been able to settle that ancient philosophical question.
Well, this is one of those things that I was aware of this because it was a big thing in my dad's life. It was really only in mid-20th century that opinion swung around to the belief in a Big Bang, that the beginning of time, space, everything that we understand about the universe was at one specific point. What is it that led people to confidence in that Big Bang understanding? Steve?
No, he was aware of some of these exact same, in fact, he wrote about this fascinating story of the beginning and how it did end up confirming the perspective of the Bible, that there the very first words of the Bible, that there was in fact a beginning to the material universe.
Well, I was asking, what was it, because this is one of the three discoveries that you talk about in your book, The Return of the God Hypothesis. What was it that pushed people toward that conclusion, that there was an actual point at which everything began?
Well, it's a fascinating story. It began about 1912. There was a little-known American astronomer named Vesto Slipher who was studying the light that was coming from what at the time were thought to be nebula, amorphous gas clouds in the night sky. And he found that the light coming from those gas clouds was being stretched out so it looked redder than it should otherwise look. But at the time, people didn't really know what the nebula were, so the significance of his discovery was not immediately evident. But then in the 1920s, there was a big debate about what the nebular structures were, and it was settled in favor of those astronomers who realized that with the larger telescopes and the photographic technology that they were able to use, the nebula were actually galaxies in their own right. And in 1923, Edwin Hubble was able to determine that one of the most dramatic nebula, the Andromeda Nebula, was 900,000 light years away. He used some new techniques that had been developed by the Harvard astronomer Henrietta Leavitt to determine distances to objects in the night sky. And that was significant because the accepted measurement for the entire breadth of the Milky Way was 300,000 light years, which meant that the Andromeda galaxy was a galaxy beyond our galaxy, and the other nebula structures were soon realized to also lie beyond ours. And then the discovery of Slipher acquired greater significance, because if the light is being stretched out and looking redder than it should look, then that means that the galaxies are moving away from us. And the galaxies in every quadrant of the night sky were verified to be moving away from us. And that suggested a kind of spherical expansion of space itself. And if you think of a balloon being blown up, then if you back up that time sequence, back extrapolate, you go back to a point where all those galaxies would have been would have congealed to one dense point, the beginning of the expansion, and arguably the beginning of the universe itself. So that was the first indication. It was the evidence of what astronomers call red shift in the light coming from these distant galaxies.
Now, none of this has to do with people trying to confirm the Bible, right? This has to do with just trying to understand what the science indicates.
Well, right, it would be what the medical people call an incidental finding. it happened to confirm the Bible's first words and the perspective of same, but this was something that was a result of what the astronomers were discovering about the distant galaxies. And the other parallel track of discovery in this story, which is equally fascinating, is the track that involves Albert Einstein. Einstein developed his theory of general relativity in 1915, and it was a theory of gravity that implied that massive bodies literally cause space to curve. And that implied, in turn, that the universe must be dynamic and expanding, because if gravity was the only force in the universe, then everything should have collapsed in on it, on those massive bodies that exist already, and we should have all existed in one giant black hole. But clearly we don't. There's empty space between the different planetary and astronomical bodies, and therefore there must be an outward pushing force that's creating that space, countering gravity, an anti-gravity force. And Einstein realized that the implication, therefore, of his new theory of gravity, given that we live in a universe with empty space, is that we live in a dynamic universe pushing out from a beginning. But he disliked that conclusion so much. At the time, he was still very much a philosophical materialist. Later, he changed his philosophical point of view. But
We will be talking about that change and much more, including the physicist, famed physicist, who wrote a book called A Universe from Nothing, with whom you engaged in a meaningful debate. That would be Lawrence Krauss. We'll be right back with Steve Meyer. You can get a special deal and special benefits by ordering his book in the days before publication. Go to discovery.org/Medved. We'll be right back.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There are all kinds of goodies that you can get by ordering in advance, and the publication date is just 6 days from today. That's when the Discovery Institute helps with the publishing of Steve Meyer's really amazing, eye-opening, spellbinding new book, which is called The Return of the God Hypothesis. And you can order a copy of that book, and then you get a pre-publication excerpt right away. You get a digital booklet, a 27-page digital booklet, a 80% discount on a whole video course on the origins of everything. It's on intelligent design. And you get to take part in a private Zoom question and answer, an invitation to take part in it, which will be with Dr. Meyer, coming up on April 24th. That's exclusive for people who pre-ordered this book. Capacity is limited. Steve, we were talking before about your debate with the author of a book called A Universe from Nothing, and that's the celebrity atheist physicist Dr. Lawrence Krauss. I spoke about Dr. Krauss about 2 weeks ago on the show because he actually made, I think, a pretty good observation. There was a government effort to rename the James Webb Space Telescope. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Okay. We have a space telescope called the James Webb Space Telescope. It's a great big government resource. It's named after the director of NASA in the early 60s who helped us win the space race to the moon. He was a remarkable guy, public servant, longtime Marine Corps officer. But he didn't represent appropriate diversity. They wanted to rename it the Harriet Tubman Space Telescope. This is not a joke. And the idea was people who were pushing this idea were asked what her connection with astronomy was. And the answer, which Dr. Krauss, Lawrence Krauss, your debate partner here, had put forward, is that they apparently meant very seriously that in guiding people on the Underground Railroad and the way north, she focused on the North Star. So can we go on record you'd favor maintaining?
I think Lawrence and I probably agree that that's a pretty tenuous connection. There's many reasons to lionize Harriet Tubman, but
yes, she's a wonderful person.
But not that one, perhaps. So yeah.
Okay, so you had a debate with Lawrence Krauss. His book is called A Universe from Nothing. I haven't read his book. What does he mean by nothing?
Well, that's the key question. As I was saying, that you have these two lines of evidence that establish the universe had a beginning. First, the observational astronomy, and then the theoretical physics of Einstein, who later came around. He attempted to gerrymander his own equations to avoid the evidence of a beginning, but was later confronted with the observational evidence of the light stretching out, the red shift, and then later said that avoiding the evidence for a beginning was the greatest blunder of his career. And there were subsequent discoveries that confirmed that. And that bothered, one of which was made by Stephen Hawking, who developed Einstein's equations and showed that there must actually have been a singularity, as he put it, at the very beginning of the universe. To circumvent that idea, Hawking, a Russian physicist named Alexander Vilenkin, and Krauss, although Krauss has merely popularized the work of Vilenkin, developed a model of the origin of the universe they called quantum cosmology, in which they attempted to explain the origin of the universe as the result of the mathematics of quantum physics. If the universe was very small at the very beginning, then you could imagine that this very specialized physics called quantum physics would apply to describing the universe in that early state. But the depiction of the origin of the universe that they provide doesn't really, if it were a universe from literally nothing, that would just be another way of confirming the idea of creatio ex nihilo, that the universe had been created from nothing physical. But what they instead do is they try to explain the origin of the universe from the mathematical laws of physics. The problem with that is that laws of physics describe interactions between material entities and matter and energy. They don't tell you where matter and energy came from. They tell you what matter and energy does once it's come into existence. And so there's this deep philosophical paradox associated with this whole endeavor that Krauss has popularized. And one of the architects of that, Alexander Vilenkin, recognized the really deep problem with it. He asked the question, what are the tablets upon which these laws are written? If there isn't any matter, space, or time, what do we mean by the laws of nature? If all we're talking about is math generating a universe, we know that math is conceptual and math exists in a mind. And then he actually asked the question, does that mean that the universe, that the mind should predate the universe? He never comes back to answer that question, but it really shows that even if you attempt to circumvent the evidence for a beginning with this quantum cosmology idea, you end up going back to a mathematical reality that bespeaks a pre-existent mind. And so you haven't really gotten around the problem of an ultimate creator.
Okay, why does all this matter? In other words, one of the things, this is very similar to the subtitle of your book, which is how three recent major scientific discoveries reveal the mind behind the universe. Why is this of such significance that some of these greatest minds in history have tormented themselves over this subject?
Well, it raises the great worldview question. What is the thing or the entity from which everything else comes? Is it, as Richard Dawkins says, blind, pitiless indifference and merely pre-existing molecules knocking into each other without any purpose behind them? Or is there a purpose of intelligence that might grant purpose to human existence and from whom there might be a plan for humanity? A rock or a molecule or an atom can't nothing can mean anything to a rock or a molecule or an atom. Their meaning is something that is conferred by persons and is found in relationship between persons. If there's actually evidence for a personal creator behind the universe, I think that changes everything. And it suggests that our search for meaning, which is inherent to being a human being, need not end in vain. We may be able to, in some way, connect with that creator. And I think that changes everything about our life here on Earth.
Would your understanding about the latest discovery supporting the Big Bang theory, the idea that there was a beginning to time, to space, to the universe, to the cosmos, to everything, would your understanding of the evidence of that indicate that the mind behind the universe wanted us, wanted planted in the universe, telltale signs that it did have a beginning?
I think not. The evidence from the Big Bang by itself suggests the need for an immaterial transcendent cause, something beyond the universe. But when we also bring in the evidence that we have from physics showing that the universe was finely tuned in all of its key physical parameters to allow for the possibility of life, that suggests intention and intelligence. And then further, the third big discovery that I discuss in the book is the digital information that we found at the foundation of life, the complex information and information processing system, very much like software. And that suggests a master programmer for life. So in the book, I argue that the three big discoveries taken jointly suggest the existence of a transcendent intelligence who is also active in the creation after the beginning, not just at the beginning. And I think that does suggest a purposeful creator. And that, I think, is a very exciting discovery that is coming out of these three strains of research in modern science.
Wonderful conclusion. And again, you will find the book wonderful and inspiring. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. If you pre-order the book now, you can go directly to discovery.org/MedVed, where you get a pre-publication excerpt and a digital booklet and an access to a video course if you want to dig deeper into this material, and best of all, a private Zoom question and answer session with Dr. Steve Meyer of the Discovery Institute, where he is head of the Center for Science and Culture. Steve, bless you for your work, which is so eye-opening and so important. And I hope that everybody listening to us will take advantage of this opportunity to broaden and most of all, to deepen your own worldview. There's much more coming up, including the difference between a vaccine and a vote. How? Why? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.